Hey, it's me, Richie T, and I'm joined on the phone with Forrest from Hello Goodbye. He's going to be a part of the Nightmare Before Xmas that is happening on the 2nd of December over at the Complex. But you know what, though, Forrest? It's sold out. People heard you were coming, so they bought tickets.
That's awesome. That rules.
So now we don't have to worry about selling tickets. Now we can just get to know each other better, Forrest.
Now it's all great.
Where are you right now?
I am in Worcester, Massachusetts, outside of Boston.
Yeah, and is it windy there?
No, it's just there's a slight breeze. It's not too cold. It's a pretty nice day.
Okay. It sounds a little windy on my end of your phone, but that's fine.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. I'm sure you'll find a place that we can get it a little bit clearer. Tell me where you're from.
I'm from Long Beach, California. That's where I live now. I moved a lot as a kid. It's hard to say where I'm from in that respect.
Is it military stuff, or how come all the moving?
My parents were realtors.
And they just
for profit.
Okay. So you'd buy and flip. It's like, Mom, I just really liked how this room was getting. Nope, we're flipping it.
Yeah. No, I got used to that. I kind of always liked getting to flip my own room again and again.
How many times would you say you moved as a kid?
I think by the time I was 18, I'd moved 18 times.
Really?
Yeah, but a lot of it was within the same city, you know, just different houses.
Right. It's like, there's a great spec place across the town. We'll go there. So you're not moving cross country stuff.
Oh, come on. That'd be great. You can have a little condo unit in the back or pool. You're gonna love it.
But okay for you as a kid, though? You weren't like, can we just stay put for a little while?
There was two tough moves, you know, when I was 7, leaving Oregon and going to California, leaving my friends, and when I was 12, leaving Palm Springs and going to Orange County and leaving those friends. Those are the two tough ones.
But the rest, it's like, whatever, new place.
Yeah.
I don't even have to clean this room. I'm just going to sell it, Mom.
Yeah, why would I? I can leave everything, right?
Yeah, right.
The Oreos, the milk.
Yeah, what? Oh, are you a big Oreo guy?
I was as a kid.
But you've given it
up? One time I left a cup with Oreos in it for real, and it just grew over until it was thick, solid, and fuzzy, and I found it like 4 months later.
That's disgusting.
And it was hard to eat Oreos again after that.
And so now you can't do it? It really ruined Oreos for you?
No, I haven't, of course.
Oh.
But for a while.
I'm a huge fan of... you know, remember like 10 years ago when they did the Oreo cereal and it was like, yeah, this is healthy.
Oh.
And it was like Cheerios or like Fruit Loops, but it was chocolate Fruit Loops, essentially. They called it Oreo cereal.
Oh, no, I never had that.
At that time, I decided, you know what, I'll make my own Oreo cereal. And we would do this. My brothers will attest to it. We'd get all the Oreos out of the package. And we'd stick them in a bowl and take the spoon and mash them up and then just pour milk over it and eat it like cereal.
I bet that was better than the shit they sold.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So moved a bunch as a kid. Music, is that a family thing, or where did you come about that?
Not a family thing, really, but my parents liked me, and they showed me oldies and the Beach Boys, but nobody plays anything. I guess that's probably Blink-182 what is owed to that, you know? And I was like 12, learned about them, and Weezer and bands like that, and wanted to get a guitar for Christmas. Got one.
Self-taught?
I had one lesson once.
Wasn't your thing?
Wasn't my thing, yeah. I'm not a lesson guy.
Yeah. So how would you do it? Like, what was the regimen to teach yourself? Because I tend to think that I'm kind of like an independent guy, but having the lesson is what would sit me down and make me do it.
I usually, you know, I try to learn songs that I like. Learned Damn It for sure. Learned Under the Bridge.
Sure, Chili Peppers.
I heard Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
That was like an advanced one, you know?
Yeah.
That one took some finger bending.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, honestly, I learned a handful of songs like that and then just started making things up and playing stuff more than learning it.
How long did it take you to start making up your own stuff?
Probably just 6 months.
Oh, really?
Playing guitar.
Yeah, so that's pretty quick,
yeah,
though.
They were terrible.
Yeah, no.
You could call it making something up, or you could just call it something that a million other people have played before and stumbling across it as well.
But I mean, it's cool that you tried to do that, because I think a lot of kids don't even branch out to do their own thing until, you know, a couple years into it, because they're just like, oh, I want to learn this, I want to learn this. other people's music.
I didn't want to learn nothing.
I don't want lessons. You can't force me. Oreos, I'm doing my own thing. I'm forced. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. Don't force knowledge on me.
Let me ask you, how old a guy are you?
Sorry, what was that?
I say, how old are you? Yeah, how old of a guy are you?
I just turned 30.
Congratulations. So I got to ask you this, and I'm sure you get it a bunch. How tired of the Forrest Run, Forrest, you know, Forrest Gump, all that stuff are you?
Sometimes on the delivery, sometimes I can tell somebody's just being sweet and funny, and I'm okay with it. And then sometimes someone's jabbing me in the ribs with it.
But do you like the movie?
Oh, it's a great movie.
Yeah, right?
It's one of the best.
It's actually, I think, my very favorite movie. But I read that and I went, I bet he is so tired of that.
Yeah, I've gotten that quite a bit.
Jumping around all over the place, you mentioned the Beach Boys, right? So music of the 50s and 60s, is that your thing?
Yeah, that's kind of how I grew up. I grew up just listening to oldies. And then I got into, you know, NoFX and Blink-182 and the Vandals and things like that.
So let's go.
Started out with that.
Let's go further with the Beach Boys then. Was it just Beach Boys or were there other bands?
And Beach Boys were the one, kind of. That was the only thing I owned, was the Beach Boys, until I bought some of my own music.
Your mom's like, this is a CD you can have, Forrest. You can have this CD. Beach Boys,
they raised me right.
Is it Greatest Hits? Or what CD are we talking about?
I honestly don't remember what Beach Boys record it would have been. It was a tape. It probably was the Greatest Hits. Might have been like a Surfer Girl or something.
Okay. All right. It's a little cliche, though. You're right. You recognize that, being the Long Beach, California, and your Beach Boys and all that stuff, right?
Yeah, I guess it is. I hadn't gotten there yet, though. At the time, I wasn't in California.
Oh, well, okay, then never mind. You got cred, then. I'll give it to you.
Oh, good.
All the kids are listening to Beach Boys. Mom, why won't you just let me listen to Beach Boys? Have campfires down on the beach. I want to sample a little bit of some music here so people can get a chance to listen to it. I've got two tracks, so I'll let you pick which one we do first. Everything is Debatable or Everything Becomes a Blur? Sure. Which would you rather go first?
Let's start with Debatable.
All right. So here is Everything is Debatable, and here we go. We'll play a little bit and come back and talk about it. So I wanted her. All right, so let's talk about it. Go. Give me the subtext.
Oh,
give me the context. Give me the story of that song.
Okay, well, when I was 12 and when I was living in Palm Desert, as we talked about, we went to Big Bear, which is like the mountains out here in California.
Yeah, ski resort, right?
Yeah, basically a little ski resort town. We were in a cabin up there, and I woke up at like 5 a.m. on a air mattress and a sleeping bag on the floor, and I felt like I couldn't move my body, and felt like I was floating above my bed. I was just trying to look around with my eyeballs, my head all freaked out. Had this sensation for like, you know, 15, 20, 30 seconds, and then kind of snapped out of it, realized I was just laying there in my bed. And so I guess it was sleep paralysis, and I found that out later, and that's kind of what the song's about, just how your mind can not always give you the best information. It can be confusing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a trick to perception.
Was that just freaky? I would be like, did I get bit by a spider while I slept? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd start checking the faculties, being like, oh, geez.
Yeah. No. Testicles still in place. I was freaked out for sure, but then I learned about it later in the day.
And
head went straight to demons. I said, for sure, it's aliens or demons.
I'm possessed, Mom. I'm possessed.
Yeah,
see?
Yeah.
You made me sleep on the floor on an air mattress, and then I got possessed.
You see? You see what happens, Mom.
Oh, I love it. Well, is there many brothers, sisters? What's your family like?
Yeah, I have two older sisters.
Okay, so you were, so that's an interesting kind of dynamic then, with two older sisters and being the only boy and being the youngest, right? Little
It is weird. Yeah.
Little pampering, oh, I don't know, what would you call it?
No pampering, but they let me on my own. My sisters picked on me a lot, so I had to deal with that. They dressed me up when I was young.
So you got the,
I got comfortable with wearing a dress.
I was going to say, you got the great pictures with your nails all done up and wearing a dress, and sisters think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Hmm. That'd be kind of an interesting thing. Did they get beds on family vacations?
What?
I say, did they get beds too, or was everybody stuck on the floor? Like, parents got beds?
On that family vacation, I think they were in beds and I was on the floor.
See?
Yeah, that's how it went.
Well, I hope that...
See what happened? I got possessed by demons.
I hope as the money rolls in with this stuff that you just say, nope, you had your chance. If I would add that bed, I'd be a little kinder to you.
Yeah, I've got a laundry of cruel things that I could hold over them.
Perfect. Do those pictures exist still? Do you have those pictures out there, the ones of you in a dress and the fingernail polish?
They do, but I don't have any. I need to get them. I always tell myself, like, at family holidays to get these pictures so I can do more Throwback Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone else has all these great childhood photos that are popping up, and I don't have access to any of them. They're out there. I've just got to track them down.
Talking about Throwback Thursdays and stuff like that, a lot of social media, is that your thing?
I do it. I think everyone has a complicated relationship with it. I try to, when I catch myself telling myself to do it, I realize that's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Don't bother.
What's your favorite one? Facebook? Are you a Twitter folk? Instagram guy?
I'm gonna say my favorite is Instagram. You know, I'm a visual guy. I like to see pictures.
Where do people find you there?
I think that's the best. It's called It's Hello Goodbye. It's our handle.
Okay.
Somebody's already got Hello Goodbye and they're not posting.
Doesn't that frustrate you to like no end? It's like, okay, well, mm-hmm. if you're not gonna use it, then, you know, let me buy it from you, or let me just have it since you're not doing anything with it.
Hey, you can make a quick $10.
Yeah. You know what? I'm feeling generous. How about 50 today? Just give me the thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love how a lot of those sites are like, oh, we have 1 billion users and stuff like that. And you know, half of those people don't even do it because you've tried to get their name or you try and follow them and there's nothing going on.
Yeah, like a million people sat around making up usernames they'll never use just to see if they existed. That's what happened.
I hate them. I hate every one of those people. Sorry, I didn't mean to get so angry and violent here.
I know, we just got dark.
let's play a little more music, shall we?
Okay.
Everything Becomes a Blur is what this is called. Let's play a little bit of it and then come back and talk.
Okay. All the friends you need along the way, every single one will pass away, and everything they are and never were, somehow all of it becomes a blur.
All right, so this one was sleeping in a hotel room. Give me the inspiration on this one.
You know, this one is definitely a little vaguer. This one's about everything. It's about it all. I did have an experience when we were on tour, and we stopped. We went camping on a day off, which is just the most wonderful way to reset your body.
Oh yeah.
In these concrete jungles, stuck at venues. We went to Mount Shasta in California, and it was the middle of the night, swam out there to the middle of the lake on my back. No one else would come with me, and I just floated there, and a lot of the song kind of comes from that feeling, but it's definitely a little more ineffable than the last one.
Now, when you say you're on tour, who are you on tour with at that point?
At that point, that was Limbeck, Fun, and My Favorite Highway, I think.
Cool.
It was like a 2-week West Coast, Arizona, California.
Because you've also toured with Paramore and Metric as well.
That's where we are now.
Oh, that's the tour that you're on right now. How is that? That's got to be a completely different kind of feel and experience than like.
It's a totally different tour. One was super casual. We got to go camping, you know. This one is all business, but it's good business. It's a great tour. It's the biggest tour we've ever done.
And isn't Haley just about the most adorable person in the world?
She absolutely is.
When she was
truly
here,
the most adorable.
When she was here in Salt Lake, I just wanted to hug her and pick her up, and she wouldn't allow me to do either of those things.
Yeah, she probably gets manhandled a lot more than she wants to.
Well, I wasn't trying to manhandle her, Forrest. I just was like,
you were a man. You were trying to handle it.
Okay. Don't push back. I will end this thing so quick. I will end this interview. No, but she's just as adorable and so talented. That I'm just like, you know, I would have a hard time being on tour with her.
It is. I'm awkward and gangly, and she is just a perfect little powerhouse.
You talked earlier in the interview about these bands that inspired you, Blink-182, Red Hot Chili Peppers, some of that. Have you had the opportunity with your music to be able to meet them and any sort of awkward experiences that have occurred there?
You know, we had a chance to go on Mark's podcast. And I gave it up to our keyboard player because he was so excited. So he did it. And I was jealous. It was a struggle, but it was a gift I gave to him.
Uh-huh.
So he went on that, met Mark. I never met him. I met Tom for a split second at an awards show. And our last single, Here in Your Arms, he said, hey, that's a good song. You should have used real drums because it's got some program drums on there, and I said, all right, thanks for the tip.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Chili Peppers, no, not yet.
Sorry, what's that?
I say the Chili Peppers, you haven't had a chance to meet the Chili Peppers yet then, huh?
No, I haven't.
I got a chance to see them live for the first time just last year, and it's unbelievable, some of these guys that have inspired so many people like yourself, but, you know, seeing they've been doing it a while. And they're still just as good as I remember seeing them, like on MTV in the early 90s, you know? Just unbelievable.
Sure. Just as passionate.
Just such great artists. Anyway, sorry, as we venture down all that. So you guys are coming to Utah, doing the show on the 2nd of December. It's sold out. It's at the Complex. Too bad if you waited to get your tickets. That was your stupid mistake. We'll let you in without a ticket, Forrest, because you're going to be playing the show, but...
Oh yeah, I was gonna ask about that.
Cause yeah,
I know it's sold out.
No, I got you covered. What else is new? New album coming out? New music? More touring? What's up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the record came out about 2 weeks ago. We got 3 more weeks of this, then we're gonna stop by and visit you and some other people on the way. Next year, I think we're gonna go out and headline.
You take a little break for Christmas?
Mm-hmm. I think we got like 2 weeks there.
Doing family or what's Christmas bringing you?
Oh yeah, there's gonna be some friends. There's gonna be some food. There'll be wine.
Oh yeah.
We're gonna try to do like a 30th birthday party since I was gone for it. So we're gonna me and a friend of mine who's also turning 30. We're gonna join up and do a big mountain getaway and then Christmas with the parents, basically.
Make sure you get those photos.
I will. I say that every time, and I never do, but I will.
Do you need me to, tweet you and remind you? What do you need? What can I, how can I help this? Yeah?
Yeah, that'd be great. Just poke me on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm not poking anybody. Sorry. I don't do that. not unless you're paying. I want to ask you this final question, because people always ask, and there's some pretty fun stories. Sometimes the stories I think are pretty lame, but Hello Goodbye. Let's talk about where that came from.
Okay. It's not a fun story. I started in high school, so I think I was a junior in high school when I made up the name.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just about the coming and going, the fast turnaround of life, seize the moment, that sort of thing.
But do you remember?
Which is, I guess, the thing I still think about almost every day. So I never mastered the concept.
But do you remember, like, where you were when you thought about it, or was it written down, or what was? I mean, I get where that comes from, but where did you actually, where you were like, this is it?
I don't even know. It just came to me.
Inspiration?
In natural science class or something. I don't remember.
I should have been paying attention to something else, but that was the day my name and my band was born.
I didn't know how long that band would be around.
So it's been all sorts of different incarnations then, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any of that stuff still out there available if I do a little YouTube searching or, Facebook stalking or any of that stuff, I can find it?
Oh, it's all out there, yeah.
I let it all hang out.
I do. I just did a thing where I put up the band before I started that band in high school. There's some really terrible songs from when I was a freshman in high school. I had a song about Dawson's Creek. You can find that out there.
Oh, really? What was the band name before Hello? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Setback, sorry.
Setback?
Yeah.
Oh, no, okay. That's not bad.
Yeah, that's not great. I didn't name that one. That was like a group effort.
But there are a lot worse band names, though, for sure.
There are. Sure.
Than Setback.
You could make that work.
Yeah, you could
we
make
it. We blew it, though, by having a song about Dawson's Creek. So.
Did you watch the Dawson's Creek?
Oh, yeah, I was obsessed.
Right? Here's how embarrassing this is, and I can join you in the obsession and the embarrassment of it. It was my freshman year of college when Dawson's Creek, I think that was the first or second season, and I lived in a dorm of all men, right? It was like eight apartments, and there were six dudes in every apartment, and there was like a commons area with a TV. And I don't remember what night of the week it was on or whatever, but when Dawson's Creek was on...
Sure, so you'd watch the game out there, you'd throw on the football,
Yeah.
Right.
But whatever night Dawson's Creek was on, everyone in that building, all 48 or however many of us, would join together, and like people would come in because, you know, people are coming home from school and classes and, you know, bringing friends over, or people came over to visit, and everyone would literally be in that room, and they'd be like, hey guys, what's going on? And it'd be like, shut up, Dawson's Creek is on. And then the second the commercial hits, like everyone goes and gets food and hits the bathroom or whatever, and then it's like, it's back! And you see everyone all at the same time come back in those commons area to watch Dawson's Creek.
Then we were on the exact same wavelength, because that is exactly what it was like. Granted, I was a freshman in high school. Yeah, we have Dawson's Creek parties. Get everyone together, round them all up, talk during the commercials, and then shut up and watch Dawson's Creek.
Yeah. What's the name of that song?
Dawson's Creek Fan Club.
Can we get a, maybe on the next album from Hello Goodbye, we can get a remix?
Oh, I don't know if there's much I could do with that.
No?
I'll give it a shot. Yeah, I'll see what I could do with it.
I'd love it. Let me let you go. I know you got a million things to do. I appreciate you taking some time. It's Forrest Klein from Hello Goodbye. Looking forward to having you in town on the 2nd of December at the Nightmare Before Xmas at the Complex. Tickets are gone, so you suck for not getting them. Thanks, Forrest.
Cool. Nice talking to you.
You too. Bye.